ANAM is the acronym for the Australian National Academy of Music, and we are an elite training institution based in Melbourne, Australia. Although we're a federally funded institution, so young musicians come from all the states of Australia, as well as New Zealand, and we offer a performance-based program. So most of the students who have come here have already accomplished all their theoretical subjects, and they can really concentrate on the performance during the time that they're here.
How many students do you have?
We have, at the moment, about 66. Next year we'll have 64, so it varies every year. As it's an elite institution, we'll take students according to the level of that particular year. So on some given years where there's a very high level, we'll have more students, and on other years, less.
Do you take fresh students every year, or is the same student, is the program for a year or 2 or 3 years? Well, how does it work?
The program runs for a year, and a student we can invite them back to stay for up to 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's a very flexible program which can really cater for the individual's needs. So it's different for each student.
And what are you planning for 2017?
2017 is a very special year. We have over 170 performances, almost 180 performances, with a vast range of visiting artists from Europe and all over the world. We have also a collaboration with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, which means that we can send over students, some of our students, to Berlin to perform within the orchestra, but also the Berlin Philharmonic sends over many of their players over to Australia to work with our own young musicians, both here in Melbourne and performances around Australia. We'll be performing in almost every state next year.
We are talking to Nick Deutsch, the Artistic Director of the Australian National Academy of Music, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Nick, my next question is about you. You speak Hebrew fluently, you live in Germany. We want to know more about you. I know you play the oboe. First of all, we'll start with the person, with Nick Deutsch.
Oh, where do I start? So, as I mentioned, I was born in Israel to two Israeli parents, and my parents migrated to Australia when I was only three, and so I grew up in Australia, but speaking Hebrew at home. I still speak Hebrew to my parents today, and I came to Melbourne in 1991 to study at the Victorian College of the Arts. Unfortunately, ANAM didn't exist back then, otherwise that would have been the obvious choice. And at the conclusion of my studies, I won a scholarship to continue my studies in Germany at the Hochschule für Musik, and subsequently won a job in an orchestra and made that my home. And it's almost 25, in January it'll be 25 years that I've been in Germany.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yep.
And can you please tell us about your choice of playing the oboe?
Well, oboe was always an instrument that I was fascinated with, although I entered the Sydney Conservatorium at the age of 13 as a flute player and eventually also learnt the piano. But later the fascination with the oboe caught up with me, and I started having lessons, and at the age of 19 decided that that's what I wished to specialise in. And and the rest is history, so to speak.
Is it a very common instrument?
Not really. It's an instrument that's very difficult to start with. It's an instrument that one can't start at a very early age due to the pressure involved in playing the instrument. It's also an instrument which requires each player to build their own reeds, which is challenging. It remains challenging till today. I spend as much time making reeds as I do practicing, and that's something which has put many people off the instrument as a profession, but I see it as a challenge. So it's not as common as many of the other instruments, but there is an oboe section in every orchestra.
In your capacity as the Artistic Director of the Australian National Academy of Music, what do you actually do?
Well, we're not only a training institution in the fact that we do so many performances a year, so I like to think of ANAM as a training institution cross international music festival that runs the whole year. And my responsibility is to put together a program and a selection of visiting artists and, of course, the faculty, which comprise the holistic vision, which is ANAM. So we invite a whole lot of guest artists, which we think will be important for the further training of our students. We try and have a very varied repertoire so that the students, once they leave ANAM, they're capable of playing almost any repertoire, whether it be French Baroque music to German, Italian Baroque, up to the ultra-modern works that are written today with contemporary techniques, working with voice, a lot of chamber music, a lot of orchestra, solo recitals as well. So we really prepare them for anything that the profession is going to throw at them later on in their careers.
Nick Deutsch, Artistic Director of the Australian National Academy of Music. Thank you very much and good luck.